Hello, my name's Tony Barnes, and I'm chairman of the Royal Canal Society, a group of dedicated people who are looking after the Royal Canal and ensuring that it doesn't escape from our memories. You'll probably realise that the Tarka Trail runs on the course of the old railway from Barnstaple to south of Torrington, but few people realise that between Biddeford and Torrington, the railway in turn ran on the course of the old Royal Canal. In 1823, Lord John Roll, who owned most of the land in the Torridge district, financed the construction of a canal along the valley of the River Torridge to facilitate the transport of goods between Biddeford and Torrington. Before that, there had been no route at all via the Torridge Valley. The river was too fast and shallow for boats. The valley was too swampy and steep-sided for a road. Weir Gifford was the limit for boat traffic, and then only at high tide. The canal joined the Torridge at a lock just south of Landcross, and this can be seen way below the trail just opposite the picnic tables near the end of the tunnel. The next sighting of the canal is about 3/4 of a mile on at the second bridge, which is where the trail joins the line of the canal itself. An inclined plane here raised the canal boats through 42 feet, from which it maintained a constant level through to beyond Torrington. Traces of the canal banks can be made out on either side of the trail until just past the next bridge, where the trail crosses the water meadows on an embankment, while the canal bed follows the valley side. When the trail crosses the river, the tall stone arches of the canal aqueduct can be seen a short distance upstream, and this is close to the birthplace of Tarka the Otter under a fallen oak tree on the east bank. The tree is no longer there, but several new oaks have been planted along the riverside in memory. While the trail crosses the river twice more, the derelict canal follows the east side of the valley through the trees, and is seen no more until south of the Puffing Billy pub, which is the old railway station, where, just before the trail crosses the Torridge again, the bridge passes over the canal bed, and at this point takes the form of an unmade road. From here the trail goes south towards Meath, where the canal continues past Torrington to its head weir at Rosemore.